Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. All right, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and today I am joined by Bankstro, the captain of the N3 Esports Cold War team. And he's joining me today because he is the very first ever Discord Nerd of the Month. And what that means is he has been an active member of the No Name Nerd community for the month of March. Although he's actually been an active member of the No Name Nerd community for a lot longer than that. But one of the things that we decided is that we are going to, starting with March, we are going to have a No Name Nerd of the Month. And that individual is going to get special promotions throughout the month, both in terms of appearing with notifications on the Discord server, getting shout outs through our social media, our email platforms, and then also joining me on the No Name Nerd podcast. Although you might realize that it is now May and Bankstro is the No Name Nerd of the month for March. And that is because we didn't really think of this until April. So, and then I was kind of behind. So that's what happened. But if you are interested in being the No Name Nerd of the Month, then I would invite you to go to nerdsbelonghere.com, where you will find a link to our Discord server. And then just head on over and chat and be friendly and be nice and make friends. And then you could be the Discord Nerd of the Month as well. So thanks, Bankstro, for joining me today. It's you're not somebody I've chatted with before, so I'm really glad to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I was just going to suggest that we start out and maybe just introduce yourself and talk a little about some of your involvement with the No Name Nerd community, as well as I don't know, like what kind of gaming or streaming are you into?
Definitely. So what's up, nerds? I'm Bankstro. As Brian said, I'm one of the captains of No Name Nerd's Cold War team. I joined the server a little less than a year ago, and with that, you know, I was active. I've joined the Valorant team when we had one, and then I switched over to Cold War. It's been an amazing time, amazing community. Right now, I've been mostly streaming Cold War or Warzone whenever I really get the chance to stream. A lot of my time now is taken up by work, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, back pre-pandemic was pretty much, or during the pandemic was when I joined and had a lot of time to chat. You know, meet all the friendly faces here in No Name Nerd.
I think you just described the trajectory of the No Name Nerd community, which was pandemic, lockdown driven rapid growth in 2020. And we're still growing. We're still getting bigger, but it's definitely slowed down a little bit. And gosh, yeah, you have been on the server for a long time.
Yeah, I think when I first joined, we were almost at 2K. And then, you know, a couple months, then we did hit the 2K members. In the Discord server.
Well, and
so that was pretty cool.
You know, what's funny is because I remember that picture of you wearing the purple jersey and you had kind of long hair. And then
my long hair.
Yeah. And then but that was like sometime last year that you must have posted that. And then I forgot that was you until I went looking for a picture to post on the, like, you know, when you were Discord Nerd of the Month. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy from way back when.
Yep. It's actually pretty cool. You had posted like a collage of nerds and their nerd pics in a little heart, and I had seen myself and I was like, that's me. It was cool to see.
Yeah, and actually that was there were I'm getting all nostalgic here. You'll have to bear with me through my nostalgic moments. That the whole like gamer jersey thing actually started with, I want to say like four or five like original designs that were not like the traditional esports like jersey styles that were the more like, you know, the one with like the llama. I think you, the one that you're.
Yeah, I have the llama one. Llama. Yep.
And then there's one that's kind of like a Minecraft theme. And there were these like styles that I'd actually had an artist develop for me. And those were always like the original. But then, you know, people, as they gravitated more and more to the esports ones, they kind of left those behind. But those designs are still for me like the original No Name Nerd esports jerseys. So.
Yeah, when I was picking out which one that I wanted, I really wanted the one that kind of looked like the Northern Lights, but I stream with a green screen, so it wouldn't really, I might have been like half a body, you know, a floating head, something like that. I couldn't take the chance.
Yeah, that's good thinking ahead.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm definitely happy with the llama one. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I like that one a lot. The very first one that I had designed was actually the one that's got kind of a retro Nintendo look.
The one that kind of looks okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly which one.
Coins and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing my best to follow all appropriate copyright laws.
Yeah, I was about to say it too, but I was like, maybe not.
I said Nintendo-like. I said Nintendo-like. And then a day later, No Name Nerd gets an email from Japan. So tell me how you got into gaming. Tell me, you know, it sounds like you're into the first person shooters and certainly Call of Duty.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember being a kid. It was maybe around 10, whatever. It's Christmas Day and I open up my present and it's a Game Boy Color. I go to my room. I scream in my pillow. I'm so excited. You know, then it just all started from there, really. Playing the Game Boy in the car, trying to at night, you know, using the street lights to see the Game Boy. But yeah, it all pretty much started there. Went from Game Boy to I had the Nintendo 64. I was playing Pokemon Stadium, PS1, PS2. You know, I started PlayStation. Then, you know, I went Xbox. I really play whatever game I can get my hand on, you know, RPGs, first person shooters, MMOs. I'm into the first person shooters as of late, waiting for a game to come out that, you know, really takes me away from the first person shooters.
So you kind of go in waves is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, definitely. I'll whatever I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
You
know, it's funny. I find that I choose based upon some combination of mood as well as like time allotment. Because I was on this like Witcher 3 phase, but it's like watching a movie, and so I only want to like play if I've got like hours. Because if it's something, if I've only got 30 minutes, I'm just trying to kill some time or relax before bed or something. Like it's like starting a movie and then having to stop in the middle.
And plus with a game like Witcher, Skyrim, and RPG, you can't do anything in 30 minutes. You can get one side quest done and then the other 20 minutes you're walking around.
Yeah. There's like no sense of satisfaction from that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So tell me a little about the I always want to say Warzone because I'm staring at something that says Warzone right now. But the Cold War team. Tell me about your involvement with the Cold War team and I don't know, just who?
Yes.
Are you looking for new people?
Oh, we're always looking for new people. So we have I'm in the Cold War team. Obviously, you know, we're running tryouts. I started as, you know, just a normal team member. And then one of the captains had to leave, so then I got bumped up, and it's been a fun ride since. You know, we're always looking for new people. Tryouts are held whenever they're, you know, available. We have we're in a kind of like a fun little league that one of our members, his friends have started. So, you know, every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, we play a best of five, and then the next week, you know, it'll be going on for about 7 weeks.
Oh, that's cool. You know, what's funny is the so when we set up, we started dipping our toe into the water and started setting up for the esports teams. There was kind of this question of how were we going to operate them, and you know, I think that as you know, we're a pretty laid back community, and so the teams run like very autonomously. So it's other than maybe chatting with someone with like Queen or Joe, like I don't even really know what goes on. Like, so you got a league going on for the Knicks, like you said, like 6 or 7 weeks or something like that. And how often do you guys practice?
So we usually practice 3 times a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. You know, we like to get a couple games in, work on our team chemistry, our call outs. We help each other build classes if we're looking to you know, switch over from sniping to shooting an SMG or an assault rifle. But yeah, basically like the teams run themselves. It's crazy.
Well, and again, I'm going to just out myself as clearly a very casual game player. Like, is it kind of more akin to like a bowling league or like a softball team? You know what I mean? Like where it's competitive, but it's also pretty casual. Or are you guys like hoping to get in some tournaments and start?
Well, so the league, so the league that we're in right now, it's, you know, just purely for fun. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of buddies, you know, got together, created this league. We are looking for, you know, actual competitive tournaments where, you know, the prize, the winner gets some money. But
yeah,
unfortunately with this year, Call of Duty changed their rules that it's controller only. So, you know,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So us PC players, they're kind of like, oh boy, what do we do? And I've only had a computer for about a year. And when I was so ready. I was like, yeah, I'm getting Call of Duty. I'm playing it, you know, I'm doing really good, really good. And then the league comes out and they say, sorry, controllers only. I'm like, oh, come on.
See, and you know, it's, as somebody who really liked first-person shooters in college, but was playing on a PC, and then kind of took a break from gaming for a whole lot, and then, you know, had kids started getting into it, so started getting me back into it. I can't do a controller at all. Like, sure. I never figured out how to use a controller well for a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty scared to go back to controller. I've seen what I can do on a mouse and keyboard. I know what I can do on a controller. I don't want to go back.
And I'm not saying I'm doing anything, any kind of wizardry with a mouse and keyboard. But so if I take a step back onto a controller, it's just sad. That's interesting. I had no idea that they did that, that they made that shift or they made that call.
Yeah, it's whatever. You know, we've talked about it on the team. Yeah. We've said, you know, what should we do? Should we all just, you know, get controllers and start practicing our controller play opposed to our mouse and keyboard play? And I know Queen, she's got a controller like coming in the mail soon, so I guess we're gonna have to make that switch pretty soon.
I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, theoretically it levels the playing field, so everybody's kind of playing the same, but I still kind of feel like it's, I can't think of an example, like being left-handed versus right-handed if you're playing baseball. Yeah. Like, does it really like matter? Like maybe in some little ways, but whatever you're good at is practice on that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. They assume like, you know, it's going to level the playing field. Everyone's on controller, but whatever. Controller has its ups and downs. Mouse and keyboard has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
End of the day, some people are going to be happy. Some people are not going to be happy.
Yeah. So how about you for your stream? Do you have any like goals or any like plans for 2021, things you're looking to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, always looking to grow the stream a little bit more. Again, with work, you know, it's hard to stream and work, you know, balancing all the time.
Yeah.
What's
your link? Where can people find you?
Twitch.tv/Bankstro.
Yeah, that was pretty
easy. Find me Tuesdays and Fridays right now. anytime after, you know, 12 p.m. and maybe a little surprise stream throughout the week in the morning.
So how'd you get into streaming? What was the motivation there?
Well, you know, everyone's like, in the past couple of years, you know, streaming has, you know, grown exponentially. But I, you know, I've played video games all my life. I've always wanted to do something with video games. And then I said, hey, what if we try this? And I tried it. Here I am. Just got my, you know, PC, got my two monitors. I'm feeling cool. It just happened. Yeah. I said, hey, I remember playing on the Xbox before I got my PC two years ago, possibly. You know, I was streaming on Mixer. I was streaming Paladins on Mixer. Yeah. And, I mean, it's just cool, you know, having somebody in there to talk to you and, you know, just watching what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like having company.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so for people, somebody maybe, so it sounds like, right, you just started about a year ago then, if you got your PC a year ago?
Yep, pretty new streamer in the grand scheme of things.
Do you have any advice for somebody who is just starting out, like maybe just starting out, or somebody who's just like thinking about it?
I would definitely say, you know, get your social medias in order. That's what I've seen. A lot of people grow, you know, they have their Facebook, they have their Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, they post clips of themselves. It's all about self-promoting. It's all about, you know, making content. You know, you're a content creator. It's like, do you want to make content that other people want to watch? Yeah. That's just the big thing you got to ask yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it is people who listen to the podcast have probably heard me say this like multiple times, but it's a performance on some level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, the only difference between making a YouTube video and having a Twitch stream is that it's like a movie versus like a play, like where one is live and one is, you know, edited and recorded. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you've got props, there may be digital props. And in fact, I would even say it's more interesting than going to a play because it's typically interactive.
Yeah, definitely.
At least, I think the good ones are interactive, at least on some level.
Well, the spotlight's all on you, too.
Yeah. Did you have trouble? I'm curious. Did you have trouble, like, when you started out, like, talking to nobody? You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes it's a little disheartening, you know, one person in your stream, no people in your stream, but all you gotta do is, you know, block the viewer count. That's something you need to do, is because if you let the viewer count, you know, affect you, then, you know, if you let the viewer count affect you, you know, everyone's gonna know. Someone's gonna pop in your stream, you're gonna be down. Yeah.
Well, and you know, that's a good point. I was actually even just thinking about like talking to a computer screen as opposed to talking to a real person. And as somebody who's spent a lot of time teaching, right? I didn't fully appreciate how much I need to have somebody who's giving me eye contact or, you know, shaking, like nodding their head, that I was so used to like nonverbals that when everything went online last year, and suddenly I found that, you know, I had to, you know, do some lectures where I just couldn't, there was no audience to respond, even if there was an audience, right? Like people have their cameras off, they're, you know, or maybe I'm making a recording that's going to be used later, that it actually kind of took me a while to learn to talk to a computer where I know somebody's out there listening, but I'm not getting any of that feedback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I think it's kind of I think I've gotten used to it. And I think once you kind of adapt to it, it's not as big a deal, but it's, I don't know. I still like seeing people, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to get used to talking to yourself.
Yeah. But it's a good skill set because like you're saying, like once you kind of develop that skill set, I mean, I think, and you ignore the right things, then you can kind of carry through a certain authenticity that I think probably resonates better with people, with the audience.
Yeah.
So let's see. Goals. I'm also in my being behind stuff. I didn't have all my notes up here. What are my other good podcasting questions? How'd you get into goals? Oh yeah. So tell me about your involvement with the No Name Nerd community. That, you know, as the March Nerd of the Month, you know, you started out here about a year ago. In addition to the N3 team, like, what has been your involvement? Do you, you know, stop by the general channel a lot, or like, how do you sort of interact with the No Name Nerd community usually?
So, I'll stop in general, see how everyone's doing, you know, add to some conversation. I was actually really surprised when, you know, I got the DM from you saying, you know, congratulations. I was like, wait, what? Because I was just, you know, doing my normal stuff, you know, wake up, check to see who's in the general channel, you know, check to see if somebody posted up a new meme or posted up a new nerd merch picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just basically just talking, you know, making some friends. And it's such a fun community. Like, everybody is so nice. It's crazy.
Yeah. And actually one of the things, even when I'm not like posting, I always kind of lurk a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. like multiple times a day, I just gotta hop in and lurk a little. And, I'm curious. I like Discord relative to other social media, and I sometimes have my guilty confession that I prefer the Discord community better than our Facebook group, even though our Facebook group has somewhere over 6,000 people at this point. And it's not that, I mean, the people there are cool. It's nothing about the people, but what I like about Discord is that there's no like algorithm that kind of decides what you see. That if you go into general, like, whoever posted last, that's what, like, I'm just like, Mirabar is talking about that a rhinoceros horn is made of compacted hair.
Yeah, her tips of the day are actually, they're actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, I
did not know that about a rhino horn.
But you know what I mean? It's not like it's appearing there because it got the most likes or there was the most comments to it. It's just there because it's the last thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. That and somebody said, yeah.
I just like the purity of Discord in that sense, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't even know like really how to work Discord when I first joined the server. I was just like, yeah, okay, I'll download Discord. I'll do this. And there's some times, you know, when I was first in here, I was scared to post. You know, I didn't want to break any rules or anything.
Yeah.
Discord is pretty fun. I do find myself, you know, being bored of a Facebook, and then I'll be like, you know what? Whatever, I'm gonna go to Discord, see what's going on, see what's happening with the nerds today.
Well, but it's funny because you're describing my interaction too, because even it had, the Discord server had been sitting open and like basically with like three people on it for like, I don't know, from December of 2019 till February, March, something like that. Mm. I mean, it really was very much tied to the tied to COVID and the lockdowns. And I played around trying to set stuff up, but I didn't, like you're saying, I didn't quite understand how it worked. Like all these permissions and like, even like how are you supposed to interact with people?
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah. It was good welcoming, you know, you're cooped up at home during COVID, you know, and then you have this outlet that you can just talk to people and you can just enjoy people's company without, you know, being there.
Yeah. And you know, part of the reason I was kind of curious is you know, like we've got these like staff channels, and so I tend to interact a lot on the staff channels, but there are these like little pockets of either the N3 teams and people are interacting on the N3 teams. I'm looking here at the, like the Warzone you know, all these Warzone voice channels. None of them are active right now, but I mean, there's just like there's a lot going on all in the same place.
Yeah, it was definitely like when I had joined the Valorant team, you know, I didn't even know that there was a whole other set of channels that you could use when you have the permissions for it.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And for all the audience out there, we're actually recording this podcast right now. On the Discord server, and this is appropriate as the March No Name Nerd of the month, in one of the voice chats that we just set up for the podcast, just because it was easier than anything else.
No, didn't see it until today.
Oh, well, because I added the permissions so you can see it right before, and then I'll take them away afterwards, but you're not really missing anything. But you'll be able to drop in and listen to other podcast interviews. I don't know. They're going to be public anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right, Bankstra, let me ask you the big $100 question. I don't know what's the $1 million question, whatever the phrase is. So, as an active member and like sort of in the age of the community, like one of the older members too, what does it mean to you to be a nerd?
What does it mean to be a nerd? You know, so, you know, we'll be playing Call of Duty, right? And, you know, our clan tag is N3RD, and, you know, people are, you know, using that as a, you know, oh, you guys are nerds. Be like, yeah, I am. Because, you know, it's like a family, you know? It's I don't know. It just, I don't know. I guess I've always been a nerd, you know? I've always liked my cartoons and video games and I don't know.
It's a tough question.
It is a very tough question.
But I appreciate what you're saying, because I think it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, truthfully, I think that maybe I'm reading, let me know if I'm off track. That I feel like you're speaking a little to like what's at the heart of the community in terms of we've got all these interests and, you know, we're not all interested in the same stuff. I mean, like sometimes it varies, sure. And sometimes we even disagree about some of the stuff, but throughout our lives, at least some portion of it has been something people have kind of looked down on a little bit.
Yeah.
It said, you know, you're not really supposed to be interested in that. Maybe you're supposed to have outgrown that, or it's not cool to like that. And what I hope is that the community is a place where, hey, you know what? If you like that, that's cool. Like, there's no judgment here that, you know, you want to play that, play that. You want to, you know, watch that. Just don't be a jerk about it. And
without a doubt. Well, yeah, definitely such a welcoming community.
Yeah, and that's what I got to give credit to, you know, you and all the other members of the community too. That when people stop by, like I remember in the beginning when it was growing rapidly, like having to kind of keep a close eye on stuff to make sure that things, you know, like sometimes online discussions can kind of go south.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah,
get a little heated, and then like just start blowing up. And I don't even think like the mods and the admins really, I mean, they're always keeping an eye on stuff and like they work hard and I appreciate that, but I don't think they even really need to do that much anymore. I feel like the culture has gotten to the point where it's like pretty stable and everybody's like welcoming, and you know, it other people would keep it from escalating.
So. Yeah, since I've joined, there really hasn't been, you know, anything too crazy, you know, nobody getting heated over, you know, this or that, or it's just honestly always a good time. It's just people being, you know, people being friends with each other. It's
yeah, and you know what, like, and that kind of sums it up, which is why all the listeners, if they're not part of the Discord community, should go to nerdsbelonghere.com and they should click on the link to the Discord server and stop by. And again, if they're like you when, you know, you joined, or frankly me, like even just over a year ago, if you don't know much about Discord, actually one of these days I'm going to make like an intro to the Discord community video. But if you don't know, you just join. There's the hashtag for the rules. So you have to do a thumbs up to the rules, because we want to make sure people look at those before they have access to everything. But for the most part, you just ask a question. If you don't know, just ask. Yep. And somebody's going to answer. And they're not going to be mean about it. They're not going to like be like, hey, how did you not know that? They're just going to answer and point you in the right direction. So
yeah, and you can literally ask a question about anything. You know, there's channels for tech support, you know, just an overall welcoming community.
Yeah. Well, Bankstro, we're glad to have you a part of it, and appreciative of your work on the Cold War team as well. And, you know, if anybody wants to try out to be part of Bankstro's team, also stop by the Discord server. And they should also certainly stop by your stream and give you a follow at twitch.tv/Bankstro.
Yep.
Any other final words for the No Name Nerd community?
I would highly, highly, highly recommend joining. You know, the merch is awesome. The community's awesome. It's just, I'm very grateful for joining, you know, a little less than a year ago.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me personally. And, you know, I just appreciate you. I appreciate those kind words.
Of course. You've created something great here.
Well, thank you. It's because of people like you coming together that they've really made it the place that it is. All right. So I'm going to sign off then. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Hey there. I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to become a part of the Nerd Affiliate Program and a chance to find out about your podcast and stuff like that. I'm going to be listening to all of them pretty soon. Thank you so much.
I have to say, the No Name Nerd has actually a wonderful community. Everybody in the community is great, wonderful. On Facebook, Discord, everybody that's in the community is very open and wonderfully welcomes new people. They make you feel like you're at home. And with someone like me, it's amazing to have a community that is welcoming, and they welcome you with open arms. Sometimes that's hard to find, but got it.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.